Hello?
Hi, Ms. Leslie. It's Melissa. Sorry I missed your call.
Hi, Melissa. Yeah, quick question, just so I know how this works, because I just didn't understand it. We got Bridge to Independence contracted to us because the girl came out. Basically, all she told me is that a lot of benefits would roll in when he's 21, even knowing she knew he was the Oprah because we discussed how difficult it was to get. At that time, she did say it was for caregiving services only at that age until he's 21, more services opened up. But she did not mention, did I have a caregiver selected or what I intended? So that's where that went bad, because she should have helped facilitate it. Now, when she's back from whatever travel, and I did leave a message to, I believe, a Samantha, her supervisor. So this is the deal. Once they send the authorization to you, what's the next step?
So you're going to be the caregiver, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you are fully compliant. The only thing we would need to do is just start.
So that's the big deal. So now let's, and I'm not even upset about it. Had she done the authorization, as you even went out on a limb to try to get from her, I could have already been paid for my services. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. So now she's the biggest obstacle. She has the audacity to come into my home and we waited for her. You did absolutely nothing other than to tell me caregiving services, he could get now, but all the other stuff opens up when he's 21, and you didn't do your job then. It sort of seems that way. And she didn't help you out because did she get back to you?
No, I haven't even heard from Samantha. So what I'm confused about is why wouldn't she be able to give him the services now?
And who is she?
The not Samantha, Kayla? That's name Kayla?
That's the biggest glitch. What
Yeah,
is it?
because
What's going
why, if she said that he's able to get a caregiver, why can't we get an authorization? Is where I'm confused.
That's exactly the, and I'm glad we're right on the same page. And it's weird how things, because I was like in the loop. I'm reaching out to a Mary House directly, and it seemed to be very cumbersome, but that's not what I need to do because we have the Oprah, so that crosses out that, correct?
Correct, correct. So AmeriHealth is just the insurance. Like, if you have a doctor's appointment, like I said, medication, they cover it 100%. I mean, I don't know if 100%, but I know they cover it.
And is this authorization something elaborate? What is it?
From the Oprah waiver, is literally a paper saying that we're authorized to provide X amount of hours of home care services for the patient. With an authorization number, and it's used for billing. That's pretty much all it is.
And that's what Bridge to Independence generates?
Yes.
Holy, well then you've done this before. Have you ever seen this happen to anyone else?
No, that's why I'm confused.
That's
Because
exactly it.
I
You
my
know what?
confusion was because when they had originally told us, they said he's switching to AmeriHealth for the
Yeah.
waiver. I'm like, why would they switch AmeriHealth? Because I know when you go through the process of applying for services, they put you, depending on what kind of services the patient needs, on a different kind of waiver. So he's always put in an Oprah waiver because he needs that kind of services through that waiver. So when they had said, oh no, he has to go through the CHC waiver, I'm like, wait, but CHC is for 21 and over, and
Who
Oprah
told you
waiver,
that?
that's what they had told Dina. I think Kayla had
And
told her.
who? Kayla, so that he has to go through this. Boy, is she, you know what I mean? Boy, is that one a piece of work. She sat in my living room and went and agreed how hard, difficult rather, Oprah was to get. And a lot of people get rejected initially and then they reapply a year later, which is what I did. And I got approval. Wow. So she's my big block. Now, what happens if these comedians don't get back to us? And was it fair for me to reach the supervisor at PA Enrollment Broker?
You can try to reach them to just reconfirm what services are offered through the Oprah waiver, but that's all that they will possibly do. I don't know if they'll switch the company that the what's the name that wherever company that Kayla works in. Maybe they'll switch bridge it. I don't know.
Bridge to independence. So it's one form that all she could. Could she have even have filled that form out when she came down that day?
No, because unless you knew this home care agency up front, they may have not been able to complete that.
I did.
Oh, then.
And she didn't ask. She didn't even tell me that we had to go through her to get it.
Yeah, it has to go through the OBRA waiver. Like, for example,
she knows that.
Yeah. So, like, the CAC waiver goes through the insurances. So, like, for example, if he had a community health choice waiver, it would go through, let's say, AmeriHealth, since that's what he has now. But he has the OBRA waiver, so that's a different, that's more of a, it goes through the state rather than an insurance.
Right.
And then they have those agencies, like the one that she's working in, that they would provide the authorization. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry?
If tomorrow she's back and she gives the authorization and she sends it electronically, could then I be supported with hours, let's say at least the next day, right away?
As long as the authorization is, it depends on when the authorization is dated. So let's say, for example, she sends the authorization tomorrow to start for Saturday and everything's good, then we should be able to start for Saturday. It shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. All right. Well, because then I'm going to have to get like a sign-in program for Solomon because I already have one. Yeah.
So
probably
the same program. He'll just be listed. Let's say it would be for your first son and then it'll be listed. He'll be listed like as the second one. But it would be the exact same thing. When you just reopen the app, it'll show two patients instead of one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So the same, like, login and everything will be the same?
Correct. Everything
will
be the same. You just go on the app, and then instead, depending, so let's say when you finish with your first son, you clock out, and let's say your shift starts right after, then you go and you clock in for the second patient.
Well, for corn's sake. All right. You know what? You've been more than fair. Let's see what I can do. I thank you so much.
No problem, Ms. Leslie. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.